Your head coach dialed up the weatherman and it changed on a dime. How does that happen?
I don't know, but it can stay like this. Except I know tomorrow's going to be pretty nasty, but it can stay like this for, heck, 3 weeks if it wants to.
Nice.
Now, I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, DeMarco and I had a lot of fun out here watching. We didn't have to sweat at all, but you guys look like you were getting some great work in today. But you have a little fun out there or what?
Oh, yeah. It's great to get out here. You know, it'll be, I mean, really, quite honestly, besides the long day, it kind of just felt like another OTA. You know, next week when we put the pads on, that's what it feels like camp. But it feels great. Everyone's always upbeat, and I think we got a great attitude amongst the team right now. And, you know, young again and
well,
fresh.
Let's talk defense, man. I mean, everyone is talking about you guys. And when they talk about the St. Louis Rams, the first thing they do is bash your quarterback. That's number one.
Yeah.
That's the first thing we defend or at least talk about. And then they talk about the defense. This defense has a chance to be X, Y, and Z. If they're going to get over the hump, the Rams defense has to be great. How does that make you feel when you hear stuff like that?
Well, we're happy with the high expectations. I mean, quite frankly, I think the guys in our locker room, we have higher expectations for ourselves than anybody in the media can give, you know, give us. And that's not any disrespect to anyone in the media. That's just how we feel. We have a bunch of competitors, and it's been that way for guys like Chris and myself over the last, heck, six, seven seasons, seven for Chris, six for me. We've always had high expectations. This year we have the talent. I think everybody sees that we have the talent. And so if they say, hey, they got to be a so-and-so defense, we want to be the best. And that's our expectations. We're not going to be shy about it. And so really we know we have the talent to do so. We just have to go out here and work day by day. But as you said, right now, all it is talking on paper. And that means nothing because we know in our division, gosh, we have San Fran, Seattle, and Arizona. And so if we want to be reminded about how good we'd be on defense, we can just turn on tape of the three other teams in our division.
You know, if the middle linebacker were treated like the quarterback, if you were treated like Sam Bradford, when you look around, you are surrounded with good players, especially in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be fun for you.
You know, I feel like I'm surrounded all around. I mean, we get a lot of talk for our D-line, and I tell you what, they deserve it, man. Rob and Chris and Brock, Kendall, Eugene Sims. I mean, you saw Eugene Sims and Aaron Donald in the backfield. Sometimes it seems like they were getting to the five-step drop before some of our QBs.
Yeah.
But, you know, not only them, but, you know, Alec Ogletree, Jolon Dunbar, True, Jank, TJ, Rod, LaMarcus Joyner is one of those guys. You would love to play with him. He's there, all about business. He doesn't care about anything else off the field. Talk about football. That's all he's about. I got to know a little bit about his background because Coach Tressel tried to recruit him to Ohio State.
Nice, okay.
And so, you know, the day that we drafted him, Coach Tressel texts me. He says, hey, you're getting one of the best young men you can ever get, and LaMarcus Joyner. And I'm just pumped about the guys that we have, man. Now we're young, and we got to continue to build and work. And like I said, it's all paper right now, but I'm excited.
When you start a training camp, anytime you start at the beginning of the season, fans are pumped up. Everybody's excited. Yeah. Great turnout here today. But I feel like there seems to be a vibe around town right now, and I think it happens every year, but I think it's a little bit different this year. Do you feel it? Do you feel the excitement, you know, from the fan base?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can tell you the fan base has been great, and I truly appreciate all the loyal fans that we've had. It's been rough years here, and quite frankly, you know, Greg has been reminding us of the 15-65 and the culture change and stuff we need to change. And it's, quite frankly, it's disheartening to know that you were a part of that, at least to some extent. And so now, you know, you're trying to be a part of, hey, at the end of my career coming forward, all right, these first five were maybe a certain way, but hey, make sure the last five or the last seven, last eight are some pretty dang good years.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate the fans being with us through all of that. And it's good to feel the excitement because you feel it. You can taste it with the Cardinals. You can taste it with the Blues. And now to feel it for football is great, and it's perfect timing.
Do those struggles that you've been through, talking about being a part of it, does that help you teach? I mean, does that help you with some of the young guys when you've been there, done that, say, hey, you don't want to be here.
Yeah.
We want to be up here.
Last year before our first preseason game, I talked to a lot of our young guys, the guys that were their second year, really in front of the defense. And I said, hey, I mean, just because we were 7-8-1, you know, under Fish's first year, doesn't mean we're just going to jump. You know, this isn't like a natural progression. I've been 7-9, one game away in Seattle from the playoffs, and the next year go 2-14 or whatever. I've been there. I've lived through it. And I think that year we thought the natural thing was, oh, we'll be in the playoffs next year. It's not that way. We started off slow last year, got back to 7-9. I think those guys now understand it. It's a year-by-year, really week-by-week league, and you got to just keep grinding and take it one at a time. And we have to get better at how do we win the close games. You know, you look at Seattle, they won the close games. When they played bad, they won games. They're down, what, 3 touchdowns to Tampa Bay at home?
Yeah.
They figure out a way to win. You know, they're a close game at Carolina, first game of the year. They find a way to win. That's what championship teams do. We got to figure out how to do it.
You know what, Brad? We had this conversation about guys that, I guess, know how to lose, live with it. He ain't one of them. I can say that right now.
I like that.
Let's talk about you. How did you play last year by your standards?
Play well, but, I mean, yeah. It's all about the team for me. I mean, I don't care. My job to me is how do I lead by example out in the football field, get my guys lined up, and then play and just go. And I just try to produce and got a heck of a young kid, you know, next to me and Alec. And I think the sky's the limit to Alec and have an unbelievable D-line up front. So yeah, that's the main thing is from rookie year to now, it's a lot easier to get to the football.
Yeah, man, I heard
that. D-line in front of me. But, you know, I felt like I played well. I mean, there's always things you can improve on. I'm a perfectionist. You know, the same thing you said about the team and expectations. Yeah. I'm my hardest critic. And so I love Frank Bush as our linebacker coach, and Greg Williams will let you know when you mess up. But I'm already correcting myself before we even get to the meeting because I already know the plays. I know the plays out there today where I was a step slow. I know the plays that I had good, bad. I'm already expecting those bad ones to be better and those good ones to be, you know, the best ones of the day. So I'm like that anyway.
Well, before we let you go, I'll just – can you do us a favor while we're – up here doing a show someday, make a mistake so Greg Williams can rip you so we can hear it from here, please.
I won't have to try to
just
do that.
Something
that'll,
completely out of character.
That'll come naturally. You know, that's a part of football. You know, OJ Otagwe taught me my rookie year. He said, hey, if you go through practices, you don't make a mistake, you're not playing fast enough. You know, you're being too conservative, you're being a robot. You know, sometimes you got to expect run and go, and the next thing you know it's pass. But you got to play fast, otherwise you won't make any huge splash plays, you know. So you know, I'll be there. I'll make one of those mistakes. I just hope he doesn't
cut
me. I hope he gives me a little leeway because, I mean, I'm 95% right.
So. Most of the time.
There's some other guys that can get that language at him.
Absolutely. That is Double Nickel. James Laurinaitis, thanks for stopping by, man. Good to see
Anytime.
You, brother.
Anytime.
All right.